this, I guess.
Did you ever call out anything else besides muskmelon?
I don't think so, but I don't believe I've seen muskmelon so much.
Okay. Mushmelon, have you ever heard that?
Musk.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
I got that.
Would you have?
It's sinful the way these little shops, little grocers, the first time they've been able to make any money at all is because of the food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people that got them have no conception of how to spend them.
Mm-hmm.
A woman will buy 5 cans of peas when she can get 5 pounds of dried ones for half the price.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he's had a struggle through the years, and I'm glad he's making some money. But the cheating is on the tax.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, I just scream at Danny over in the store. Now, I said, we do it all over. You have overcharged me. 59 cents for a bottle of milk. That's what I wanted.
Turn it up.
What it would make for soup if I had the right things to put in it. Of course, I'm going to put slivers of onion already in it and slivers of green pepper.
Uh-huh.
But I want some noodles for filling, because you don't get any filling off of that.
Yeah.
Now, in the winter, I would put barley in it.
Uh-huh.
But that's too heavy. So, not, I guess, a few weeks ago, I tried rice. And yuck, that was frightening. It absorbed all the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I must have put too much rice in. I'm not a very good rice doer. And
I
use the frozen rice now that comes in the cellophane bag.
Mm-hmm.
Just cook it in hot water. It's just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple to do. It's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a death in the family, and all the brothers and sisters, what a mess of them, and decided that they would give Louis the store, and then they'd divide the other things. There's a very bright brother who's a bad alcoholic. He lived over the store, and you should see his apartment. It's just unbelievable.
Hmm.
It's really fine. He's got all kind of antique things up there.
Hmm.
Well, so then here's Louis now. He's probably in his 50s, and he has 4 girls and 1 boy. The boy, I thought was, and still think, has psychopathic tendencies, but he's very tall. He must be 6'2", and he's quite handsome. But the height gets him, you know.
Mm.
He's always looking over somebody's head, and I'm sure that has something to do with it. The 4 girls have strange names like Joanne, Diane, Luann. And I said, what's the business of putting Anne on the back of all their names? And the father said, well, the mother said she wanted them all to have a nickname. They haven't got a nickname. Everybody calls them Lou Anne, Joanne, Diane. You can't call them Anne or Lou or Di. You have to call them the whole name. So she didn't accomplish anything at all. But they are perfectly beautiful.
Mm.
And they're this big.
Mm.
It's unbelievable how big and fat they are. The one that I especially like, the cashier, I called her the vice president. And she is honest. I'll have to check that list when it comes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because Louis will do that to me. That's all. All right, now where are we?
Okay, we're still in the store here. What about, let me see, the things that, the umbrella-shaped things that they grow in a damp cellar sometimes?
Mushrooms.
Yeah,
mushrooms.
Okay. Once
when I was in Vermont, they had an out delivery service, and this is an Italian doctor with French